it's time for swap meet. Oh yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
And Greg Flamm, he's in studio, 720 WGN. Greg Flamm, of course, at DuPage Picker. He is the man who guides us through, our junk.
Yep.
The best junk we have to offer.
Yep.
And want to brag about tonight on the Swap Meet, 312-981-7200. Good to see you, Greg. How are you?
Great. Thanks for having me, Justin.
Oh, come on.
It's always. Always fun.
Oh, it's my pleasure.
Every day is different.
How did the Darien Swap
Meet
go?
It was as expected. About 50, 60 people waiting in line at 9 o'clock when they opened the doors, so you get that big rush. So that was great.
Wow.
And, you know, it was probably two rooms, about 40-plus vendors. And, you know, they're having another one March 4th, Saturday. 9 to 1, and I'll be at that one. So,
so in that case, when you're at one of the, like, this was the DuPage, the
Darien,
yeah, the one that was not at the Park District, but over at the other place, right?
Right, not at the Sportsplex, right?
At the Sportsplex, right. Not at the Sportsplex, at the, anyway.
Anyway.
do you get a chance to walk around and look at other stuff, or are you stuck
I try to.
Your
table? One good thing about selling is you get first crack at the other vendors, so I can try to find some of the stuff before people get in. So
you swap all the, you get all the good stuff.
Yeah, you know, and honestly, I didn't buy a thing this time, because I ran a little bit late. I have to be honest, I overslept a little bit, and got there just under the wire before they closed the door for vendor.
You buy up all the stuff, and then I'm stuck with the mismatched socks.
Right, or and the incomplete games.
Yeah.
You know, missing pieces, right.
Well, there's,
puzzles,
there's
missing
Parcheesi.
Pieces.
You can't play this Parcheesi right, set. Yeah. There. It's missing four pieces.
Yep.
Thank Greg.
Right.
All right, 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to brag about something or see what the value is of some of your memorabilia or just, you know, see if that lamp is worth anything. Greg's
sure.
The guy. What'd you bring in tonight, Greg?
Well, this past Friday, I picked a Polaroid instant camera, which normally the 600 are a good buy if you get them for $3 or $4.
Ooh,
they sell for
$25, $30, yeah.
But this is like the mother of all. And it's what's great is you want the ones that take 600 film because you can still buy that film. There's a company called Impossible Film that makes it. Kodak or Polaroid stopped making it, of course. But yeah, this is great, and it's the like kind of an SX70 where it slams down, it's flat.
Yeah, you can like put it around your neck.
Right.
And then pop it out.
And then
out
it pops
like,
up,
yeah.
And this has got the autofocus.
It's classic.
It's
what
very
is,
cool.
What is that? Is it, I mean, that'll always be known as sort of like an iconic 80s kind of thing, but it, is it, it's
but
70s,
it's also got
right?
That like earlier 30s,
yeah.
40s look with the,
yeah.
You know, the side view
God,
of
that
it.
That is such
so it's very cool. I got it for $13. They go upwards of $300
what?
Online.
That's awesome.
So that was
Congrats.
A great find. I had to brag about that.
Look at that thing. That is.
It is awesome, yeah.
Wow.
And this one is the SLR 680 SE. They make a 680 without the SE.
And
then, yeah, and I just brought in for the auto show, the 1984 program from the auto show.
Oh, let me see that. We're going
there's
to,
some pretty
we're
cool
doing
stuff.
The
ads alone are worth it.
We're doing the, thank you, the auto show broadcast on Friday. Look at that.
Yeah.
Wow, what is, like a, what is that, like a Volvo?
You know, it's not worth a ton. It's about a $15, $20 item, but still, I like, just looking at old ads.
I just
know.
Like looking at who was on the Trade Association. You got a Ross Kelsey.
Yep.
A Les Abrams. Richard Hoskins was the treasurer. John Mathias was the VP.
There you go.
Kenneth Bennett bringing home the bacon right. As the president.
Nice.
These are nice. So this is an interesting program because it's just all the ads. A special Cavalier only for Chicagoland.
84 for you.
Ooh. Wow. You can get your own Cavalier.
So yeah, there's that. And then I brought
in
this.
Do you still make the Cavalier?
I don't think so.
You know what I mean? Like that was such a
it
classic.
It had a good run, but it's no longer.
Such a classic late 90s car to have that was actually
it
an
was.
80s Cavalier. Okay, so what do you got here?
And
you
then I brought
doll.
In
it's a big doll.
About a four-foot-high Jolly Green Giant. And it was promo. It wasn't something you could buy in the store. So that's what kind of makes it kind of rare. They go for upwards of, you know, $50
to
$100.
I mean, it really is. It's a Jolly
it
Green
and
Giant where for the corn and the beans and the
yeah,
peas.
It's
and
the Jolly Green
it's just
Giant.
A,
yep.
How tall is that thing? Four
it's
foot?
It's close to... Probably 3.5 feet, 4 feet, and you press his thumb and it does the ho ho ho. But you know they're hard to find. They do go $50 to $100. I picked it for $3. So
come on,
yeah. So that was a good find. It looks silly, but I'll take the money.
All right, let's try some people here. 312-981-7200. The calls are coming in. Let's start with Sue. Sue, welcome to the download. How are you?
Hi, Sue.
I'm fine, thanks.
All right, what do you want to brag about tonight?
Well, I've got a record album by a local Chicago band, the Siegel Schwal Band. Mm-hmm. It was recorded in 1973 at the Paragon Recording Studios in Chicago.
Who's Siegel Schwal? Do you know the band? I mean, is it like a rock band?
I think they're more like blues.
Okay.
And Corky Siegel still performs in the Chicago area.
Is that Siegel Schwal? That's Corky Siegel. Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, he's the harmonica kind of the chamber. Harmonica. Yeah, I love Corky Siegel.
This was his band back in 1973.
Sue, I used to work in public radio. Corky Siegel's like the classic music you play underneath something quirky. And you're like, oh, hey, there's a new restaurant. It's Corky Siegel. So I know exactly what you're talking
Almost
about.
Almost like the swap meet thing.
Yeah, exactly. So 1973 album. I'm not sure how albums go, Greg. What do albums go
Obviously,
for?
Some can be hundreds or even thousands.
I mean, if it's like a big time, like if it's Rolling Stones, things like that.
Right.
But a local band like Corky Siegel stuff, I mean, it's impressive. I like it.
Yeah, obviously, it's pretty rare, so I'm not finding it right now. If you shoot me an email or Facebook, whatever, I can get you the actual going price on it. But yeah, jazz is hot. 60s to 80s rock is very hot.
What about, and it's all conditioned. Chamber blues, harmonica blues?
Harmonica blues still could be pretty hot.
All right, Sue. Well, you know what? Regardless.
I'll look it up during the break.
You made me think about Corky Siegel music that I used to put under other pieces of audio, so I appreciate that. Thanks, Sue.
Oh, that's awesome. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah,
thank you, sir, for calling in. All right, let's do this. Let's take a break. Joy's up next. We got John. We got some other calls coming in. We also have some texts about the Jolly Green Giant coming in.
Do?
Yep. 312-981-7200. What do you want to brag about? It's a swap meet here on 720 WGN. Stay with us. All right, it's a swap meet. Greg Flam's in studio at DuPage Picker. He's with us every Wednesday night, 10 o'clock. We got some great people on the line, so why don't we get to them? Why don't we start with Joy? Joy, what do you want to brag about, Joy?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
My mom, after my dad divorced her, ran away and joined the circus, literally.
Wow.
She became a PR person for Ringling Brothers and traveled the country.
Awesome.
And I have a poster that says the greatest clowns on earth, Ringling Brothers. It was from 72, I believe. I don't have it right here in front of me.
Okay.
Huge frame poster. It's not individual, like an individual famous clown. It's a big poster. I've only seen one on eBay, sold for $35. It was before Ringling said they were disbanding.
Leaving, right. Does it change when they say, hey, we're done with doing the circus?
I've seen it go up a little bit. I have quite a bit of, I've collected it over the last year. I've collected a little bit here and there, but posters especially, if they're the original ones, can be pretty good, like 100, 500, maybe even more. Depends what the content, what the graphic is on it. But Famous Clowns, I would think that would be pretty big. I'm trying to look it up right now for you. It says Famous Clowns, and it's 1972, you said?
This one says, it says the greatest clowns on earth instead of the greatest show on earth.
Right.
And then it says Ringling Brothers. Bottom of it said 1970-something. And it just... with more drawings, a bunch of different clowns all over it. And
Joy, can I ask? I mean, does your mom talk? Is she still alive?
She just passed away a couple years ago, and she was an amazing woman. I have all these pictures of her going up to celebrities all over and asking them to take a picture with her sign, Merry Christmas in July, because that's what she celebrated.
Wow.
And everybody from Charlton Heston to, who played Superman? I'm sorry, he just
Christopher
passed away. Christopher Reeve, when he was before the accident, standing there holding her sign, and Jack Lemmon.
Did she talk a lot about the, before she passed, did she talk a lot about the experiences of being involved with the circus? I'm always interested in that. My grandfather, I didn't really know my grandfather because he died before I was born, but he worked in carnivals and circuses as well. I just want to know more about it.
Yeah, she talked about that, and she just had so many amazing adventures. Real briefly, at one point she and a friend had gone on a cruise, and they said, well, now that your circus days are over, these total strangers, these ladies she met, now that your circus days are over, what do you want to do next? She said, I want to be a professional house guest. They said, good, Next month, we're going out of town for a month. She and her friend watched their house in L.A.
Nice.
Mercedes, fridge stock. I mean, that's the kind
there
of life you
go.
She had, so.
All right, that's great. Yeah. All right, Greg, any thought on the...
I would say a minimum, I would start it at like $75 auction and run it for probably three times, like a five-day auction three times before you settle on like a $100 flat fee on it. And I guarantee that will sell. That's pretty good.
All right, let's go to John. John, welcome to Swap Meet. John.
Hey, John.
What do you want to brag about, John?
Tonight?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. I'm doing good.
All right.
I had a question. You know, I've had a lot of rookie cards and stuff like that. God, I'd have to even look through the pile. But I do have a Ryan Sandberg signed rookie card. Ooh. And a signed baseball for Ryan Sandberg.
Now, would that rookie card be when he was with the Phillies? Or are you talking about when he was with the Cubs? So that's really,
he was
a second or third year guy by then, right? I mean, look at me, baseball statistics guy.
Right.
Yeah, you know, I remember they used to go for a ton of money back in the day, and I just wondered if they're still worth anything.
I'm seeing quite a few sold for the $50 range, sad to say.
Have you kept it? I mean, it didn't really cost me anything.
Yeah. Right. Yeah,
if you sell them as a set, you know, say is the ball and the card.
Right. And the ball is just his signature?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, just
as a set, I mean, you could probably
ball.
Auction it, start at $100 and go from there.
Oh,
Or take it down to one of the Little League Diamond places, go to LaGrange, you know, maybe in Naperville, go there and just almost like a dealer, just kind of be like, hey, I got this card and see what you get for it.
Right. Nice.
Hey, you could work that too, right?
Right.
What are you doing? Fun.
Well, I'd have to go through the rest of my cards too.
Yeah, there you go.
Well, I got a ton of them from, I don't know, Tops.
Right. Yeah. I would get that.
All the manufacturers. I got some real weird ones that weren't even like a Tops or anything like that.
Right.
And,
but get that Sandberg into some kind of encased. Yeah, plastic or something.
Thanks,
to protect
John.
It. Thank you.
All right, let's keep going on the theme of baseball cards. Let's bring in Jerry. Jerry,
yeah, it is the same thing, except mine are way older than his. It's from when I was a little kid. I have from the 1940s and 1950s. From the 40s, I have old World War II trading cards with pictures of United States and Nazi airplanes and tanks and all that. And then from 1951, which may have been the originals, I have baseball and football trading cards. The football ones, I have the entire series from number one to the last card. And the baseball ones, I've got some of the famous ones like Ted Williams, Mickey Mantle, Willie Mays, and all that.
Okay.
And I think they're 51 Tops or maybe Bowman.
Wow.
I don't remember.
That's amazing that you've been able to hold on to them, too. That's good.
I just stored them in the basement, and I haven't, you know, they've been there all these years.
Have you checked them lately? Because I guarantee you're going to open them and it'll just be like mold.
No, not in the basement.
Not in the basement?
Dry. The basement has kept them dry and in good condition.
Oh, there you go.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah.
A complete set, if it's 66 cards, looks like it's a complete set, went recently for $293.
Mm-hmm.
For the full set, an individual they go as low as $1, $2 for individuals. So there's that.
Even like an old 1951 Topps Willie Mays or Mickey Mantle or whatever.
Yeah, I can't quote on that one. I looked up your World War II ones though, and that's where I'm at.
Well, I'm starting to become an expert myself here, Jerry. And I'm not going to lie to you from doing the swap meet here with Greg for a couple months. But I will say that your best shot with cards like that would be to be able to take it to a memorabilia store like a sports store.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're going to be able to authenticate if it's real. They're the ones that are going to tell you what to do, like to laminate it or do whichever you have to do to make it sellable, things like that. Because it's a lot harder, I think, to sell that stuff on eBay and other places. You can just go to a sports store and they geek out if you got a willing.
Right, and they'll tell you if you should send it in to get graded. You'll have to pay to do that service. Real quickly, 1950s Ted Williams, they're asking $25,000 for it. But that's like... perfect condition, been graded, everything.
In condition.
Right.
We used
to
trade them, as kids.
Right.
$25,000 for a 51.
This is when,
well, that's
what
they're asking. So you got to remember that's not what it's sold for. So again, I would just maybe take them to a sports store, see if they think it's worth paying to get it graded, and then go from there.
Yeah.
What about old Fillmore East and West posters? Like,
well, you're just selling everything tonight.
Jefferson Airplane.
Something tells me the original basement, right?
Yeah, if they're the original posters, they're worth something. If they reproduce so much of that, though, so you can get those.
No, these I've had since way back in the 60s and 70s.
Well, feel free to write me, dupagepicker at Gmail. I'll evaluate whatever you want to send me.
Jerry, I think the best move for you is to put those posters up, get yourself a black light, maybe get those cards out. You know, there's a lot of things you can do. You redo the basement.
Right.
Nostalgia.
Yeah, there you go.
Have a phone number for yourself?
I don't have a phone number, but if you want to email me through dupagepicker at Gmail or through Facebook, dupagepicker, or Twitter at dupagepicker.
Phones are okay. So yesterday. Thanks, yeah. Jerry. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Phil.
All right, there we go. 312-981-7200 is the phone number. We'll take a break. We'll continue with Greg Flamm here in Swap Meet. You want to call up and get in line for the second half of Swap Meet? Now's the time to do it. 312-981-7200. Stay with us.
It's time for Swap Meet. Oh, yeah, here we go. Oh, another man's junk is another man's treasure, like a gold tape measure. When you were a kid and your fingers in your nose, today you're a picker. Oh, it could be comic books or silverware. As long as it's old, has no mold, there's value there. It's time for Swap Meet with Justin Kaufman.
All right, and Greg Flamm in studio at DuPage Picker, 312-981-7200. We are in the middle of Swap Meet this Wednesday night, February, in the middle of February, February 15th. Greg, of course, with us every Wednesday night as we talk about what some of your junk and memorabilia is worth, right?
Yep.
And we got a lot of good stuff coming up here, so let's get to it. All right, so let's start down here. This is an interesting one. So first off, we didn't get this one before the break, but, you know, sort of piggybacking off of your Jolly Green Giant that you brought in tonight.
Yep.
630 says, I have a three-doll stuffed family of the Jolly Green Giant. Worth anything?
I found them loose, not in the package, for about $20 to $24, so maybe $50, $60 in the package.
Is that a thing? Like they were sold as toys or something? Or like
I guess, yeah. And there is quite a big, not a huge market, but obviously people are collecting and buying that stuff.
So I would assume like the Keebler elves and like all that kind of stuff.
Advertising. People are just into advertising.
And they made...
I love advertising. I buy posters, anything with advertising that has a good graphic, you know.
You know who's coming up on the show? You like this. The creative head at Leo Burnett.
Oh, yeah.
He's coming on next week. We're going to talk about
McDonald's
his work. Yeah. You know, it's interesting. He's a kid. He's in his 30s.
Wow.
Yeah, he took over for all creative for Leo Burnett, USA. Yeah. So right here in Chicago on Wacker Drive.
Yep,
so we'll talk
sure
with Britt Nolan coming up next week.
Awesome.
All right, let's keep going here. 847 says, I have an original Viewmaster reel and a booklet of, and I apologize for the insensitivity, but it's the Little Black Sambo. Worth hanging on to?
Yeah, conditions everything on that. If he's got there was an envelope it came in with the usually three slides that were in it. I'm trying to get a price for him. But
does that stuff go? Tell me, not Viewmaster. tell me something good. Tell me that like the society has turned its back on sort of racist memorabilia.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it has, but there's still stuff that sells. Like they label it under like Americana now and stuff like that.
So like there's still eBay. Like that kind of stuff where there's like the old weird like stuff that you'd find in the 30s and 40s and 50s.
Yeah,
of, like,
that stuff's on
lawn jockeys and things like that. We're like, awesome.
Sadly, like Aunt Jemima type, you know, not to say it, but I mean that stuff's on there and people do buy it, and but they word it differently.
they
label it under Americana.
I see.
And stuff like
so
that,
they're like, you know what? I can't stop being racist, so I'll just word it differently.
That's right.
That's
we'll
about it. It's all
call
marketing.
It something else.
847 says I have a bunch of sports cards, also unopened packs, all different sports. What value of a card? What is the value of the card? How's he saying? He's saying what value of card is worth sending it into the grading services to grade and seal?
Kind of what we were talking about before. First, take it to like a sports place, and they'll kind of say, yeah, that's pretty good. Don't let them buy it from you, because if they want to buy it, then you know you've got something.
There you go. That's good advice.
If they say that and they say it's in good condition, then it might be worth spending. I think it's only $14 to $35 to send it in to get graded. and they'll send it back to you. It'll be sealed in plastic. If you open that plastic, then now you have to resend it back in if you want to get it graded again, because now it's open. But yeah, there's a service, I forget, I think it's called PSA is the company that grades them. And they'll grade comic books or anything else for that matter.
Okay. Let's go to the line. Let's go to Ken. Ken, welcome to Swap Meet. What do you want to brag about, Ken?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Yeah, I got a couple of ViewMaster things sitting up on the shelf, too.
Yeah?
But I'm calling about some 1955 and 56 Rod and Custom magazines I got from my uncle when I was real young.
Yeah, Rod and Custom. What is that? It's a car magazine?
Yeah, car custom car.
Oh, yeah. Those
are pretty hot. That era too, 50s, is very hot.
Is it just a magazine of cars?
I pick them up whenever I see them.
Kind of like a hot rod.
Yeah, hot rod dragsters. And what was funny too is I've sold in the past. They've had cartoon ones even. It's just someone who drew a comic book of like dragsters and hot rods, like comic book form, and those go upwards of $40-$50. You know, they're called cartoons, CARTOONS, and I was blown away the first time I got one, how much they're worth.
What does a rod and custom go for in an old 50s magazine? Like you said, about $50?
Now, yeah.
Like in that regard? I mean, we're talking about what? Right, you just have a collection, Ken? You just have like a collection?
Yeah, I think I got four or five of them that I kept around just because they were that vintage.
Do you keep them around because you think it's cool, or you're like, someday this is going to be worth something?
Well, see, what I remember coming up is, you know, my uncle's had a couple of cool 50s cars that I grew up getting a ride in when I was real young. And I thought, you know, I'm hanging on to that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, they're all over the place, anywhere from 10 to 50 and higher. But it's definitely worth looking up and definitely putting in plastic protecting it.
Yeah, I got that. Where would I go to try to sell them?
Online, Craigslist, OfferUp. Definitely have them appraised properly, though, before you do that. And to me, WorthPoint is a good app that you can get. They search all platforms, not just eBay.
Cool.
I think it's a $4
Worth
app or
Point?
Something. WorthPoint is an app for iPhone. I'm pretty sure for Android as well. And you can put anything in there, and they'll cross-check like every platform that is
go.
An auction house.
All right, thanks, Ken. There you go.
Very cool. I'll be calling you guys back someday. Thanks.
Great, thank you.
Appreciate that. All right. That's good. Repeat customers.
Yep.
Hopefully, I just have this image in my head of Ken all week long, just ripping up boxes from the old attic.
Going through the attic.
Trying to find more magazines to call in on. I like that. All right, so let's get to the croquet set. This sent in from 708. This is I showed you the picture. They sent a picture, and it's so classic. I had one of these sets when I was a kid. Like, we ruined it. I don't know. This doesn't look like it's in the best order either because it's used, but... Does croquet have any special?
Yeah, I mean it's kind of all over the place. But what's great about that is people are buying them now just for decor. They're not playing with them.
Oh, really?
I mean, to me, even when they were out when I was a kid, I mean we played it, but I don't see many people playing it now. That's more for decor, especially the vintage ones. I can't see someone swinging a vintage croquet be worth hundreds.
I made a transition once I became a city guy to bocce ball.
There you go.
You know, I got rid of it because then it's easier to, even though it's heavy too. And then you just go to the park, drop the balls, just roll.
Yep.
And, you know,
there's indoor ones out too.
Get some real tight white shorts.
You know, at least you get use out of your golf wear. You know.
Really high, the high socks up to the knees, the whole bit.
Yeah, but some have gone like $150, $250. I'm sure they've gone a little bit higher than that as well, but that's what I'm seeing sold.
312-981-7200 is the phone number. And when we come back, I'm going to take a quick break. I'm going to take it a little bit early because I want to show some of these pictures that are coming in and give Greg a little head start to some of the texts and calls that are coming in. 312-981-7200. Hit Swap Meet. Stay with us. It's the Download 720 WGN. We're playing Swap Meet tonight, 312-981-7200. A lot of good stuff coming in tonight. 847 says, I have several chalk figures that were won as prizes on the Midway at Riverview.
Nice.
Do they have
Riverview
value?
Definitely has value.
We had this the other night.
Yeah, Riverview is great. Any amusement park stuff is great.
Somebody had the guns, right?
Yeah,
that was last
they had the
week
gun
the
from
before?
The Midway, Riverview, yeah. I'm trying to look up the chalk figures, though, but...
What do you mean by chalk figures? Are they like, what do you mean? Do you know what
I'm
that means?
I'm assuming if he said on the Midway, they were probably part of the display
of the
Midway.
Yeah, yeah. Like they were.
Yeah, he might text in
something
differently.
Something shot or something like that?
Yeah. So.
Okay, we'll come back to that
one. Yep.
847 says a magic slate board promoting the Land of the Giants TV show. What is that?
I'm looking that up.
What does that mean? A magic slate board.
I'm assuming it was a toy, kind of like not Etch-a-Sketch, but kind of like that where you could draw on it and then you pull up the plastic sheet.
Yeah,
kind of like that is what I'm thinking.
Huh. 708 says, how about a president's handkerchief?
Yeah.
A know your president's handkerchief. So it's she sent a picture here.
Yeah.
And that's great.
Yeah,
that's awesome.
I'm having trouble with that one.
How would
it's pretty rare though.
Sorry, you're hanging on to that one. That's too good.
Yeah, that's
same
right.
with what I'm going to start hanging around. I'm going to try to gather up all the Trump Pence signs I can. The yard signs.
There you go.
They're going to be worth something pretty soon. If you got any autographs from Michael Flynn,
right.
I want to hold on to those.
Here's what people do. They make, decoupage? They take down old doors, they put them on the door, they lacquer it, and make it a coffee table.
Right.
And that's what you could do
with
it.
You can make a Trump-Pence coffee
table.
There
you go.
Tony, welcome to Swap Meet. What do you want to brag about, Tony?
Hey, Tony.
Well, I have about a case of the old McDonald's glasses that had lead in the paint.
Nice. did they just say McDonald's, or did they have some kind of characters on them?
No, they had the characters.
Tell me they had Grimace. They had Grimace?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Hamburglar.
Hamburglar, yeah, there you go.
There was these are, in the late 70s.
Right.
So Grimace, Hamburglar, they probably had a pie, a Scruffy McMuffin.
I think there was about eight of them.
Yep.
Eight different ones, and I have quite a few of each of them, so.
Yeah, they're all over the place, individually $5 to $15 and up. So.
All right, there you go.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I would think poisonous glasses from McDonald's would be worth more.
Right, you would. Thanks for calling.
Thanks, Tony.
Thank you.
Let's go to Michael. Michael, what do you want to brag about tonight, Michael?
Hi, I've got a 21st century toy.
Okay.
1/6 scale. M2 Bradley fighting vehicle. It's still in the box. Now, the box is jacked up. They had tape on it. It's there. It's not great.
But it is
in very, very good shape.
M2 Bradley fighting vehicle. And when you say 20th century, does that mean that's when it was made, or is that the company?
No. 21st century toys.
That's a toy. That's a brand. Yeah, okay, gotcha. I thought you were telling us, hey, it's that was a 21st century toy, like it was a cooler toy because of when it was made. No, that's the name of the toy brand.
Yep,
21st century toy. All right, what do you got? What do you think on that, Greg?
I'm looking it up here. The tank goes for about $125. That's what they're asking. Let me get a sold price for you.
That's a tank, though, right?
The Bradley, yeah. Wow, someone paid $457 for what you have. M2 Bradley armored fighting vehicle.
There you
go. Got his number. Did he need another one?
sold yesterday, actually, for $457. So
you're
ding,
in the
ding,
zeitgeist.
Ding.
Yeah,
got the winner.
There you go. I like it. All right, Michael.
Nice call. Good one.
That's a good one. I like that. Good luck with that. Huh? 219 says, I have signatures of Humphrey Bogart and his then-wife, Mayo, on the back of a World War II military money bill from 1942. What?
Yeah, it's going to be more the signature because I know
that?
Those money bills aren't that high alone.
Really?
But I'm going to see where the signature goes for.
I would think anything, a money bill, would be worth something, but no?
What it's worth, yeah, what it's...
Yeah.
The denomination is, yeah.
Huh.
Let's see.
While we're waiting, 847 says the chalk figures at Riverview were won as prizes.
Okay.
There were dolls, animals, etc., about 10 inches high from the 1950s. So.
Not finding a Humphrey Bogart signature. If they want to write through Facebook or whatever, I'll get them a price on that. The chalk figures, I mean, those are so rare. I know I'm not going to find those. But anything Riverview is good.
Yeah, Riverview's hot. We talked about that.
Yeah,
right?
I love it. I even collect the 70s Great America stuff. A map, one of the cartoon character maps from the 70s, they sell for like $70 to $100, just those maps.
Come on.
One in California sold for $100. I actually sold one from Chicago I think it was about $52 I sold it for. Got it for a buck at a garage sale.
Joy just texted in. Joy, we talked a little bit earlier. She called. She just texted in a DVD of Harrison Ford's Air Force One. Are we at the point where DVDs an Air Force One might get you something?
It's tough because a Blu-ray now has kind of taken over the regular DVD. So you're looking at $5 to $7. Yeah. Oh. Sorry, Joy.
That's probably a deal for Air Force One. Get off my plane.
Well, you heard
is that his tagline? Don't you get it? I mean,
yeah, you're right.
There's some good irony there.
You're right. Maybe people don't know about this accident by now.
I don't even think he got in an accident. He just
he flew over. He flew over commercial the wrong plane.
Spot.
Yeah.
Right. Get off of my plane.
Get off my runway.
Get off my runway. I'm Han Solo. Here's Mary. Mary. Mary, what do you want to brag about? Mary, what do you got?
I have some toy lead soldiers.
Okay.
I mean, I played with them when I was a kid back in the 50s, so they were probably my dad's and uncle's.
Okay.
Wow. Maybe from like the 30s or something like that, maybe right. 20s.
Well, can you tell me approximately how big they are?
Probably about 4 inches tall.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm saying here. Let me get you a price now.
Hmm. Everything's so lead-based tonight. I know. A lot of lead.
It's the lead show.
Okay, I didn't chew on them.
Yeah, that's good for you.
That you remember, right?
You got that going for you. They're like $10 up individually, it looks like. I could, you know, if you send in a picture next week, maybe we can get a better price for you.
No, that's good. Thanks, Mary. That's fun.
Thank you, Mary.
That is interesting, like the lead stuff. Let's go to John. John, what do you got, John? What do you want to brag about?
Oh, I'm back again. I had the Ryan Sandberg card there.
Okay. Nice.
I have a question. I forgot all about it.
Okay.
My wife, years ago, well, she's passed on now, but that's here nor there. Yeah. But she had got a deal. She wrote Mr. Kennedy a letter, and when he started George Magazine, so she has
you're talking about
every
John
magazine
John
from
Jr.
number one. Yeah, John Jr.
Yeah.
She has every one from number one till the last one.
Interesting. Wow. I would wonder because those were kind of popular magazines at the time, and they obviously were.
I enjoyed them.
Yeah, they were good. And that was what he was trying to make his name in his publishing before he perished.
Uh-huh.
But yeah. Do those magazines stand the test of time? Are people interested in a George magazine because of John Jr.?
I am seeing. Let's see. Sorry.
Because there was the ones like they dress up. Like, didn't he dress up like George Washington or something like that?
Exactly. I think that was the first one.
Yeah, it couldn't be.
There was a woman actually. It was on the first one, just dressed up like George Washington.
Right. Well, here's your deal with the George Washington issue. Signed one just sold in January for $202. Unsigned about $85. So I mean, even unsigned, that's pretty good.
These are unsigned, but
yeah, but $85 is still pretty good because most magazines like earlier than the '80s or whatever. I mean, I know this is '90s, but they're like $10, $7 to $10. So to get $85 for a magazine is pretty good.
Yeah.
Oh, right. Okay. Because I do have the full set from beginning to end.
The one with the blue background that just has his face, normal face with the blue backgrounds, is sold for $50. So.
Mm. Oh, okay.
Yeah, put them all together. You know, hey, get a little.
Where's a good place to get rid of something like that?
You can write me. I'll take them. You could write me through Facebook Facebook or email dupagepicker@gmail.com or Facebook dupagepicker. I'd definitely be interested in looking at them.
Okay.
There you go.
And go from there.
Sounds great.
Thanks for
I'm
calling back.
Thanks,
down.
John.
Dupagepicker.
Yep, you thank you.
Thank you, buddy.
There's a George magazine from 2000 with Donald Trump on the cover. If he has that, it says The Trumpster.
Okay.
I just dropped him.
It says the secret behind Trump's political fling.
Wow. I am looking at
what
it
is
right
that?
Now.
The political fling. Uh-oh. Scandal?
Cover of the February March George magazine from 2000,
I think.
Just
uncover a scandal?
Yep.
Zim?
Breaking here.
Breaking on the download.
Here we go.
All right, real quick here. 708 says I have a set of Wilson Pinehurst chromium golf clubs.
Okay.
The clubs, do they show up? Do golf clubs show up in that
yes,
kind of
they do.
Hammer forged. That's what 708 said. They're hammer forged. Okay. I don't know what that means. Obviously, you're not a golfer.
Right. Not really. sorry.
Go on. That was more of a Lebowski reference than anything, Greg.
Yeah, again, over my head.
Oh, come on.
Sorry.
Man. I just stuck on Lebowski the Trump. I just watched Big Lebowski this weekend, man. It still holds up. Brilliant. Brilliant.
Not my forte. No,
try it again. Try it again, Greg. Try it again. That's next week's assignment.
All right. I'll definitely check that out.
The Wilson Pinehurst Chromium Golf Clubs. I don't know. I have a clown head. 773 says clown head from carnivals that you shot water guns at to fill balloons.
Yeah, anything amusement park, you'll definitely get some money for.
And the final one tonight is we'll wrap on. I have a 1948 version of a Korean wife. Is that anything?
All right.
That's just like a bad Henny Youngman right there.
Right.
I've got a what's my worth? What's my wife worth? I don't have Rose sound effects thing here.
There you go. Right.
So bad.
Oh man, you got me stumped again.
Yeah, that one's not on eBay. It's not sold on eBay. That's probably
foreign wife.
Thing.
No,
yeah,
wrong website.
Greg Flam at DuPage Picker. You can find him on Facebook. You can also email him at DuPage Picker. It's DuPagePicker@gmail.com. Joins us every Wednesday here at the Swap Meet. Next Wednesday we're off, or do we have a show next Wednesday? No, we do. We do. We're on. Yeah. So next Wednesday.
Okay.
All right. Greg will be back. Thanks for being here, bud.
Thank you. Have a good one.